An elementary school in Grant County has changed its approach to teaching math, and it's paid off. Now, nearly 80% of the students at Winskill Elementary School are at grade level. That's double the state average. Corrine Hess explains how they did it.
It's a Tuesday morning, and fifth grade teacher Missy Spurley greets her students with a math problem.
Does everybody know what a budget is?
In this hypothetical scenario, teachers at the school went shopping and had lunch.
Logan, what's a budget?
But they exceeded their $60 budget. Now it's up to the students to figure out how much each teacher spent.
So everyone needs to be a part of this. Maybe have a plan of what you're going to do.
Gone are the days of sitting in rows and working on math worksheets. For the last several years, the Grant County Elementary School has reimagined how math is taught. This problem gets students working together and out loud. That's one part of the school's new approach, and it's working. When Principal Brad Sturmer arrived at the school 8 years ago, fewer than 40% of the students were proficient in math, matching the state average. Now, nearly 80% of the students at Winskill are either advanced or meeting expectations in math, according to the latest Department of Public Instruction report card. It's one of the state's top schools for teaching math, and Sturmer says its approach is one that could work anywhere.
It comes down to teaching the why behind mathematics, how things work, not just teaching tricks. That's a big mistake that people make.
Sturmer says Winskill focuses on teaching math and made sure its teachers were using the latest evidence-based practices, not just teaching the same way they learned when they were in school. Sturmer says the changes he and the staff made at Winskill were substantial, but not difficult.
I recognize not all schools are fortunate enough to have the strength that we do. There are a lot of schools that have a ton of great people. And then it just comes down to, like I say, your structures and systems that you do.
The fifth graders in Spurley's class work in small groups at large whiteboards around the room to come up with their budget answers.
I got 68 and 8 cents.
Spurley says when students are standing, they're more engaged. And when the work is on large whiteboards, students can learn from each other. Spurley was about 10 years into her teaching career when she realized she might not be teaching correctly.
Then we had some professional development, and that helped a lot. And then as I started learning more, I started realizing how there's just better ways of doing things. And we need to change what we're doing to meet our kids where they're at.
Winskill math teachers meet weekly to make sure they're on the same page and students will move seamlessly to the next grade level. For example, the children in Maria Camp's kindergarten class started the day with true-false. So did Carly Enlow's third graders. It just looks and sounds a little different.
Is this what me think it is?
Using Cookie Monster, wooden sticks, and songs, the five-year-olds can see and feel the math in Camp's softly lit classroom.
If I have 6 and I subtract 5, I'm going to match them up.
Upstairs, third graders in Enlow's class also kick off the day with true-false problems, but at a faster pace.
10 times 8 times 2 equals 180. Decide if that is true or if that is false. Okay, show me your thumb.
National experts say Winskill's approach can work at other schools. They say one key to good outcomes is making sure teachers have content knowledge and an understanding of the best instructional methods of teaching math. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.